What's up, guys? You have just stepped into the dark blue. This is Zach, and today I'm here with host and creator of The Edge of Adventure, Adam Asher. How's it going, Zach? Adam?
Zach, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man. Guys, Adam is just a really cool guy. I'm pretty excited to be talking to him today. He's got a killer YouTube show that's a travel and philanthropy type thing. It's pretty awesome, guys. And he's going to tell us a little bit today about what he's doing. And hopefully we learn a little bit from him.
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity to connect with you, Zach. I've been following Into the Dark Blue conversations you've had with these guys over the last few weeks and months, and I just want to commend you. Great work, fantastic, and I'm super stoked about the opportunity to have a conversation today. And yeah, anybody that wants to check out theedgeofadventure.com, they can see what the video series is all about. It's something I'm proud of. I'll be happy to tell you about it, but mostly I just want to thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, man, definitely. You should definitely be proud of it as well. And quite honestly, I gotta say, there's no better way to start off November than to talk to somebody with one of the greatest beards I think I've seen in a while.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, man. That's awesome to say. I've had a beard now for the better part of 10 years, I guess. I started letting this thing grow back. I mean, I went through one of those tough times that will hit us in our lives, and made some decisions and sort of reinvented myself. And a part of that was deciding to wear the beard and, you know, grow out a full beard and just really rock it. So that's all a part of my story.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And guys, if you don't know much about Movember, definitely Google local events in your area, and breweries and organizations, things like that, will be raising money for prostate cancer and testicular cancer, as well as focusing on men's mental health and suicide prevention. So you guys grow your mustaches out, grow your beards out during the month of November, and support men's health.
Indeed. Very important, guys, to remember that, you know, we spend a lot of our time pretending like nothing is wrong. We act like we're fine. Don't worry about us. We worry about other people. But it is important to remember to do the things to take care of us. Zach, one of the things, you know, when you get on the airplane, what do they always tell you? They when they go through their spiel about the oxygen masks, they always tell you that you need to, in the event of needing the oxygen mask, one of the things you got to do is put it on you first, make sure you're okay. Because if you're not okay, you're not going to be able to take care of others around you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well spoken from a fellow travel junkie. That's probably one of my go-to analogies as well. So
love it.
Well, in dark blue tradition, sir, we've got our beverages ready to go. And what are you drinking today?
So I have my preferred beverage of choice, which is Four Roses Bourbon Neat. And that's just kind of my beverage of choice. And
actually, that's great.
I tend to enjoy it neat, just to enjoy the nice, smooth flavor and just a great finish. So highly recommend Four Roses Bourbon.
Oh, that's great. I love a good bourbon. I love that warm feeling in my chest in the wintertime, you know, and I'm actually looking forward to some good scotch myself.
What are you about to pour?
Well, today I have actually a new seasonal release from Obetz Brewing here in Seattle. It is a red rye saison. And so I'm pretty excited to try that. They always put out great beer, and I'm pretty excited to see what they did here.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. All right. Yeah, this is definitely solid. It's a really good winter beer. It's sweet and smooth, little bit malty, and I could definitely sit down and enjoy this by fire. So,
Hey, it's fire season. What's it doing up in Seattle right now? It's chilly even here in Atlanta. And of course, we're across the country, so but it's cold down here tonight. What's the status up there?
yeah, you know what? It's actually a pretty nice night tonight. We're in the low 50s right now, I think, and that's one of my favorite things about Seattle, honestly, is that it's pretty typically just comfortable here.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, either way, man, I think it's really awesome that we have the opportunity to do this. You know, we're on complete opposite corners of the country, but we're still able to sit down over a drink together and just talk about life and talk about where we're going. And I think that's pretty awesome.
It is. It really is. And of course, you and I connected initially on Instagram via Instagram. And there's something really cool about the day and time we live in right now, where thanks to technology, we are able to connect with people around the world. And we're aware, I think, of the negative influences that social media and the internet can and have had. But there's also positive, of course, that goes with it. And in my book, one of the great things about social media and the internet is this ability that we have to communicate is to get to meet people who are like-minded and who can support each other and, you know, help each other out, and we can learn from each other in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's pretty cool that we can create these, organic relationships with people through technology, which is something that I don't think I ever expected when things first started happening, but it is pretty cool. And I am very excited to hear about what you're doing with the Edge of Adventure. Can you tell us just a little bit about it before we get going?
Sure, happy to be as succinct as possible. The Edge of Adventure with Adam Asher is a video series that I host and produce. And in this series, I think of it as adventure television, travel television. In this series, I take you, the viewer, to a very remote corner of the globe. And I do it for the purpose of showcasing one of the world's most inspiring humanitarian works. And, you know, as I've traveled through the years, I've gotten to know so many great people working for great organizations, doing great things to help other people. And I've kind of, you know, come to a point, I guess, in my own life where I'm a little bit frustrated that nobody ever talks about this. All the other things we talk about, all the other things that are in the news and in the forefront of media. And yet you have all these wonderful people doing great things and doing it not for themselves, but doing it for other people. So, The Edge of Adventure with Adam Asher is a unique travel series that highlights the humanitarian work going on around the world.
That's awesome, man. That's something that we need so bad. It's a good time for that to show people the positive sides of what people are doing around the world and kind of disconnect from the negative things that we see in the news all the time, see a little bit of hope shining through it. So I'm really looking forward to getting into it, and you're ready to get going?
Let's go.
All right, well, thanks again for sitting down with me here, Adam, and a toast to you. Thanks for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about where you come from, man? I know like you're in a really kind of cool place right now where you're able to go on some pretty amazing journeys and do some cool things with the Edge of Adventure, but what got you here, man? Like where did you come from?
Well, of course, as we mentioned earlier, home, my headquarters is here in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been actually in Atlanta, have called Atlanta home now for about 20 years. And even before I lived here, Atlanta was always a home away from home. My mother is from Atlanta. My grandparents raised my mom and my uncle in Atlanta. But mom and dad raised us when we were little kids. They raised us outside of Atlanta in some smaller towns in Georgia. But I grew up in Georgia as a small town Georgia boy and would come to Atlanta and always remembered feeling like it was just this huge city. I remember getting this sense of excitement driving up the interstate, seeing the tall buildings. And that was many moons ago. Now, of course, I've been here in Atlanta for 20 years and think of it now as a small town in and of itself. But yeah, I mean, I'm the oldest of five kids, or five brothers and sisters. I have two brothers and two sisters. I'm the oldest, and I imagine that has shaped me in some form or fashion throughout my life.
Yeah, that sounds
Forty.
like a lot of responsibility, man.
Yeah, I think the older siblings out there, especially if you're the older sibling, when of several, like, I mean, I guess if it's one or two, it might be one scenario, but if in the case of being the oldest of five, something like that, I mean, it does, I think, in many cases, it sort of positions you as a caretaker, I guess. And I probably have always fallen into that role just in general, but yeah, small town kid. I grew up in back in the days when we would ride bikes and play down by the creek and try to catch the crawfish, and then maybe ride go-karts. That was a big thing to do, and out
Nice.
in the abandoned field or something like that. But yeah, just a small town USA upbringing.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had some experiences like that going to visit my grandparents in Ohio and Pennsylvania, out there in the creek trying to catch tadpoles and lightning bugs at night and all that kind of real simple stuff, and I love that.
Yeah, we said earlier, this is a great time to be alive, and the internet has made the world a small place, and it's made communication so easy and information so easily accessible. But we have lost some things along the way. We've lost the simplicity of some of the things that we used to do as the human race, and as kids in particular. Now everything is, what screen are you looking at? And back in those days, we would actually go outside and play, and just, I think we've lost something. But that's the way time and culture is. I mean, it doesn't stand still, it does change, and it brings new challenges and new opportunities.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really think that there is a bit of a shift going on where people are craving that organic experience a little bit more after the kind of boom of the communication technological revolution, that sort of thing. I think that's one of the things with the breweries is that people are looking for more of a connection again, and trying to be around people and put the screens down a little bit more often now. And that's kind of a nice, refreshing thing to see after the last probably 10 years of just overwhelming screen usage.
It is, and the screens are there. I mean, they're not going anywhere. We're looking at the phone screen, or the screen in your living room, and or you go to the big screen, you go to the movies. I mean, there's a lot of entertainment and information and work that takes place on those things. But yeah, I think disconnecting from technology and connecting with people is important, and it's good to see some of that coming back around. The simplicity, I agree with you. I think there is a hunger for the return to some simplicity for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, I imagine that that all of this has changed your industry quite a bit over the last couple decades, right?
It has, and my career has been in radio and to some degree in video early on, and then now with the Edge of Adventure, I've swung back to video. I would say, as far as the media industry is concerned, so much of it, whereas it used to be very segmented and splintered, and it was video or it was radio, so on and so forth, now it is kind of all the same. Radio needs video, video needs audio, and no matter what you do, if you really want to have an impact and you want to reach a lot of people, then you need to be on all the different platforms, whether it's with still photography, video, audio, and those things. And there is a hunger for content. People want to be able to connect with the type content and acquire the content that they want, that they find entertaining and useful. And so, yeah, that's changed. Like in particular, radio has changed, whereas radio traditionally was a broadcast type. We think of it as broadcasting, right? It's called that way because it reaches out to a broad group of people when you through the antenna and the transmission, and it hits a large group of people. And you might be reaching a lot of people, but they might not be interested in that particular bit of information or that particular whatever the content is at that moment. That might not they might not feel that that's actually pertinent to them. But what has happened now so much with the podcasting and with the internet and the ability to narrowcast and zero in on exactly the kind of content you want. And if you like the content, you stick with it. And if you don't, you're like, bye, I'm going to go find something else.
Right, yeah, there's so much out there. It's so easy to move on to something new every 15 minutes if you want to.
It is. And I one of the things I've when I talked to my son, who again is 21, or about to be 22, graduating very soon from the University of Georgia, and in May he'll be graduating. And I tell him and his friends, I say, one of the awesome things about the world that you guys are graduating into is the fact that you can do anything you want. That's awesome. And I mean that. You literally can do anything you want. When I graduated, again, I'm 46. When I graduated, no complaints, but it wasn't quite as open to just deciding what you wanted to do or be or create. And whereas now you can sort of take, you can go after it and make it happen. Then it was a little bit harder. You had to look for the right opportunity, the right time, and get the right break. But I tell them there's some bad news, though. The good news is you can do anything you want. Here's the bad news. So can everybody else. There's a lot of noise. And
So true. Yeah.
you have to break through the noise if you want to be the victor, if you want to be the one that people turn to.
Absolutely. And that's actually one of the big things that I've been contemplating a lot lately because I love streaming services, especially music. You know, music is one of the things that just really feeds me. And, you know, I'm on the Spotify and services like that, and it's so overwhelming how many artists there are. And it's like to get into an industry like that at this point where it's literally open to anybody to be able to put content out and get their name out there. Standing out is the most difficult thing in that just kind of oversaturated market.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. So you, because it is easier for everyone to create content and push content out into the worldwide consciousness, right? Because it's easier to do that now, more people are doing it. So you have to be better. You have to be more defined. You have to be more unique. And you have to know, my advice in the business is I've served for years advising people and helping them develop their own personal brand or their own personal show. I tell them, look, you have to determine who you are, and then you need to focus on that. You need to be who you are and then drive that point home. And of course, in my industry, I have for years worked with people who are developing their own brand or their own radio program, media personality to some degree. And I always tell them, you have to determine who you are. You have to be you and be yourself, and then determine what part of you is this brand that you're creating. And then you need to be very relentless. You need to be relentless in the promotion of that and in communicating that so that people understand who you are. And it won't resonate with everybody. It's not something everybody's going to get into. But if you do it consistently and you do it well, then over time you will begin to accrue a very faithful audience. The other word we like to use today is tribe. But you're building a community. And the objective, just as you're doing, Zach, the objective is to build a community around your brand, around the podcast, people who like this type of conversation, and just continue to put out good quality content and good conversation. And be you, Zach, and people will be drawn to you over time. And it's just a task that you have to stick with for a long period of time to really get the momentum that that people always want.
Yeah, totally, man. I see that with what you're doing as well. Like, you really seem like you are like 100% unapologetically yourself in what you're doing with the Edge of Adventure. And I know that typically a lot of like with doing something like that, with creating an organization and an initiative like Edge of Adventure, there tend to be some kind of specific catalyst or something big that really kind of pushes you into creating something as similar to what you're doing. Would you say that you had some kind of catalyst, a big life change that made you move toward doing the Edge of Adventure?
I wouldn't say that there was a moment in time that everything changed necessarily. For me, I feel like it's almost more of a snowball effect. My story is one where I grew up in the small town, Georgia, in small town, USA. I grew up there and I was hungry to discover the world and see the world. And I had some opportunities to do that when I was early in my teen years. I got the opportunity to go with a church, actually, as we were going and doing some work in Mexico, some of it as humanitarian work, helping the people there in the northern part of Mexico. And that's where it began for me. So maybe you could call that the turning point. But I grew pretty much as a young teenager through my entire life. I want and have wanted to see the world. And I've been intrigued by cultures and languages and customs and how people are different all over the world. And that was just in me. That was a big part of who I am, and it's a part of who I am now. And then you combine that with my career, which has been in media, radio, video. And the moment, I guess, in time where things began to click for me was when I really came to the realization that I needed to take what I know how to do, which is media, I guess, right? I need to take that and use it for what I love. And what I love is travel and language and people and culture, and do something meaningful with it. So I guess if I was looking for that moment in time, it probably would have been throughout the year of 2016 as I began thinking and grappling with the question, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I'm this media guy, and yet what I really love to do is travel and meet people and help people and do something that matters. And how can I combine those things? And I came up with the Edge of Adventure.
That's amazing. I'm so excited about what you're doing with that and highlighting some of the needs of these cultures out there that we haven't yet been connected to very frequently, and kind of showing us some of the differences. And, you know, I watched your YouTube content and the Edge Adventure episodes that you have currently, and I was just really excited about what you're doing, because it just really shows how remote some of these places are, for one, and two, just how culturally different they are from what we know. And it's so common for people to get stuck in their bubble and not crave that adventure and that learning outside of their just everyday life, that, you know, they forget that there are different people, different cultures with different struggles than what we have. And it's kind of difficult to connect with others without that experience.
I agree, Zach. And I like the tone even of the question, because you get it. It is, the objective is not to westernize everybody or to make their culture like ours. That's not the point at all. The point very much is to learn to appreciate the differences and the beauty in many times, oftentimes the simplicity of other cultures and the lives that other people live. And I love to go to these places. I love to see, the geography. I love to meet the people and hopefully connect with them. And I always learn something from them and from the experience. I always treasure it. It is very much about the beauty. What I want to convey with the Edge of Adventure is very much the beauty of the different cultures and the different ways of life. However, we cannot ignore the fact that there are people around the world who are living very difficult lives, hardships, in many cases, suffering. And there are other people from different parts of the world who have chosen to go perhaps to these locations and to live in a place very different from their home. And they've chosen to live there so that they can help the people who live there and become,
Amazing.
a member of their family and their community, and in the end, hopefully be a very positive influence. And that's what The Edge of Adventure is. I mean, if you were to boil it right down, The Edge of Adventure is a video series that is a travel adventure television series that is meant to take you on a journey, but also help you learn to value some things that really matter in life as we honor those who are giving of their lives to help other people who are living under difficult circumstances. The Edge of Adventure is meant to highlight the stories of the people who have given of themselves to help others.
That is absolutely beautiful, man. I'm just really impressed by what you're doing with that and really excited to see where it goes. And I hope that you're able to take this and really set yourself apart with that aspect of positivity that you're trying to bring to the whole thing. I really think you're doing a good thing, man. So you travel kind of in cahoots with a company. What's the name of it and the organization?
So, I don't work with any particular organization specifically. Here's how the Edge of Adventure would work. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of Mission Hope. You're
Yes.
thinking of the organization that the first season of episodes that we shot and produced, that entire season is focused on the work that is being done by Mission Hope. Now, Mission Hope works in a variety of locations around the world, but we went to see their base camp at a very isolated rural area of Nicaragua in Central America. So yes, I was featuring, I would say, the work of Mission Hope. I don't work with them or for them. And my vision, right, with the Edge of Adventure, right, the long-term objective here would be for this to be on television, and from episode to episode, we would go around the world to different locations. We would get to know different cultures and different peoples and different needs. And then we would also get to know different organizations who are all helping to do good, to do something good for the planet, for people. And the vision long term, Zach, would be that every episode would feature a different organization in a different location.
That's so cool. So, I mean, you mentioned that the goal is not to westernize, but to highlight the differences. So, in what ways would you say that you are trying to help, or that you are hoping that the organizations that you're featuring are helping these communities?
So, I like to focus on human suffering and those who are helping to alleviate it. So, we think of humanitarian groups, people who are helping people groups around the world who are starving or who are dying of thirst or who don't have homes in which to live. Or, in the case of, we take a lot for granted here in the United States, of course, and around the Western world and many parts of the world, we take so much for granted. But there are kids on the streets, brother, in some of these places, and they don't have parents and they don't have homes and people to take care of them and help them through their childhood, right? So I like to go and feature those that are running orphanages and helping to get families adopted into Either family, sometimes they're out of country, but oftentimes in one of the organizations I'm talking with, they do a wonderful thing where they get the kids adopted in country. I won't mention the specifics, but it's a country in Africa, and they help those kids find homes in their existing country. And these are the kinds of things. So yeah, that what I try to feature with the Edge of Adventure are organizations that are helping to alleviate suffering, and that can be and does apply in a lot of different ways, but humanitarian.
That's so exciting, man. It really is. I've actually got some other things that I'm working on with teenagers, actually working with teenagers, and I would love to talk to you a little bit about that outside of the episode. But that's such an amazing vision, quite honestly. And I mean, we highlight with Into the Dark Blue, we highlight positive masculinity and what it's, and men's mental health and things like that. And I would really love to hear a little bit from you about the differences in cultures. I mean, you've seen a lot of changes in the US between growing up and where we are now versus the cultures in different countries. And I'd love to hear a little bit from you about that contrast in terms of, what society expects in terms of manliness, and rites of passage and things like that. Is that something you think you could tell me a little bit about?
Sure, happy to comment on that. I would start by saying everywhere I've ever been and anywhere we will ever go, we are all broken people. And you can compare different cultures, and you can compare different belief systems, and you can say, I might go to one be in one country and think, wow, this is really positive, and then contrast it to something negative someplace else. But one thing you can't lose sight of is that we are all broken, and there's, perfection hasn't been reached. I think that, in particular, since you're asking about positive masculinity, I think that the lack of direction in some of the, you know what, when we think of it in terms of it relating to the poverty level, when there's not, whether it's here in the United States or around the world, when men, young men, don't have opportunity and they don't feel like their lives matter, then it doesn't lead to positive things. And when they are just looking to entertain or distract themselves, it leads to very, very negative things.
Absolutely. Did you
And
have you ever read or seen Clockwork or A Clockwork Orange by chance?
I have not.
Okay. Well, it's really interesting. That's what the plot of A Clockwork Orange is all about. It's basically like a commentary on idle hands, and young men who don't have direction, just basically filling their time with violence and sex and things like that because they're not shown any other path.
Well, and we're, as men, we, I think we are built to be doers. I mean, we're made to do something and to have an objective. And when you grow up in a community, or if you grow up without that and you don't have direction and you're not sure that your life really has meaning, and maybe you're surrounded by some other negative influences, that can be a very, very slippery slope and a very dangerous place to be. And it leads to negative things, like you said. I mean, it can lead to violence and drugs and sex and just looking for things to fill a void. And then it can just, can actually, in the long run, cause much more pain. But yeah, I mean,
Yeah, absolutely.
we need direction as guys, and the young men need it as well, of course.
Yeah, I mean that's where it starts, man. Like if we're not giving direction to young men when they are young, then it's like starting when they're in their 20s is almost impossible. So
It's very true. You know, we one of the things, as I think and reflect on Western culture, okay, and I think about what it's like to be in the United States, and I think I've seen the same thing in these other, some other countries in particular that I can think of, where the role of the woman is fairly well defined. And I think she in she knows what her role is and what she's going to do with her life, and we I think we should, I mean, of course we should value the woman's role and the man's role and all that good stuff. I mean, we do live in a time where there's a lot of talk, I think has been in recent years, a lot of talk about valuing women, and we should value them, of course. But in the process, I think along the way, guys have lost. We've lost our way too. I mean, what is our role? I mean, if what are we supposed to do with our lives? What am I built for in particular that is meaningful and can be valuable to my community or my family? And some of those questions have haunted us, I think, as a culture.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have seen some of the highest divorce rates in our time. I'm 35, and so we both kind of fall in that time where divorce rates have been the highest, and single mothers are very common. And so they have a bit more of a responsibility to take on both roles in certain cases. And I think that has maybe, from my observations, has created a bit of a change in that expectation as men, and a little bit of confusion maybe as to what we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to be, whatever. And I don't know, there's just a lot of cultural factors that have shifted, I think, in the last 20 years that have really, really made some big changes in what it means to be a man in the US versus, what it means to be a man maybe in some of these smaller communities, these smaller tribes that you've visited.
Certainly. And I think probably at its core, the struggle or the challenge is the same. Much like maybe in the United States, where we have been over the last 20 or 30 years, we've been trying to rectify, I guess, in a way, maybe some of the sins of the past, where limitations culturally were put on women, right? And a lot of what has happened over my lifetime and even before that is the rectifying of that, and the plight for equality, and I will call it, equal appreciation, right? And that's been going on. That's a very positive thing, but the negative side of it has been that you can ask, and I'm still talking about in the United States here, or the Western world, we can say, well, if the woman is, if she is everything that I am, and she's better at this than I am, and better at this than I am, and so on and so forth, you can start going down the list. Then you have to, you whether you want to or not, you come to the question of, okay, well then what am I needed for? And there are communities in our country in particular where that has been attacked. I mean, the man's identity and his role and his purpose has been attacked and kind of been taken from him. And it is not good. It's not good for the man, and it's not good for his family, and it's not good for those around him. And I know I've seen it too. I think about it, Latin America in particular. And I love Latin America. I speak Spanish, and I'm very, very close with the Latin American people, the Latin culture. I mean, I it's a part of my life. It's a part of my soul. And I've been in some of these countries and towns where I see the guys just wandering. And they're hurting, and their families are hurting, but sometimes they don't know what they can do to make things better. And that's not a good place for us to be.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to pour myself another pint. Do you need a refresher on that bourbon there?
I got one right here, brother.
Perfect.
Cheers.
Cheers, indeed. Salud.
Salud.
Well, man, that got heavy.
It did. That's the problem. I mean, listen, talking to me, it's funny. I tend to I gravitate to these like these big questions in life, and they can be a little bit heavy.
Great.
And they can, I guess some people could think of them as being not lighthearted, but it is me, brother. I mean, I
What
tell
that's
people I'm always I'm a happy person. I'm a happy person, but I do want my time here on Earth to matter, and I reflect on that, and it does motivate me to do the things I do, and I think it also tends to make me ask the big question sometimes.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's seriously what we're here for. We are, that's the whole purpose of this is to have those open, honest conversations and to talk about the things that are just really, like on our minds, weighing on us that maybe we can't solve, but we can sure as hell talk about them,
Yeah. Well, it is important. It's important to have the dialogue, and as we said earlier, we live in a great time. Through social media, people have the opportunity to connect, and through podcasting and all the digital outreach that people have now. I have found that there are some very, very healthy things happening as it relates to the community or the network of men in the world out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it just like this, I mean, this conversation, this podcast is a result of that, because we connected on Instagram, and you can check out my stuff and be like, okay, I think I got an idea what this guy's about. Let me get to know him a little better, and I can do the same. And that's healthy. Okay. There's a lot about social media and the internet maybe that's not healthy, but that's a very healthy thing. And I'm thankful for it, because it has allowed me to connect with people all over the world using, through the Edge of Adventure. And then in particular with guys, as we deal with the special challenges that we as men, as fathers and husbands or ex-husbands, as the case may be, those challenges we face. So we got to help each other carry
Yeah,
those burdens.
absolutely, man. And the crazy thing is, like, no matter where we are, no matter what background we come from, we all deal with very similar problems. Like, we all have girlfriend problems. We all have parent problems. We all have, these things, like even work problems, things like that. And we all very much relate in ways that we might not realize, And so, yeah, making these connections is super important, and just being able to show that, you know what? Like, I'm dealing with the same shit you are,
Yeah.
and that's okay.
It is, and there is wisdom in listening to the old guys. I'm not an old guy, but at 46, you've been around the block a couple times, you've learned a thing or two.
Yeah.
And it makes me think back. My grandparents are have passed on, but I think back to the wisdom that they were able to share in their latter years, and I think I appreciate it. Well, I know I appreciate it now more than maybe I even did then, but just we live and we learn. So
Absolutely.
if somebody's been through it, give them a chance to speak into your life.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, and speaking of being around the block a bit, I would love to hear about, first off, I would love to hear about your favorite place that you've been so far. I love traveling myself. I've been to some really beautiful, amazing places. And I love to hear about others' travels as well. So I'd love to hear about your favorite place that you've been so far. And then I would also love to hear about where the Edge of Adventure is taking you next.
So I've learned something, Zach, about myself. Whenever somebody asks me, what's your favorite this or your favorite that, I never have a good answer. I don't know. Something's wrong with me, Zach. Like I really don't know. I can think of places I like. I think about this little undiscovered peninsula beach area of Costa Rica where it's still undiscovered somewhat, and it's just absolutely beautiful and rustic, and the people are wonderful, and it's still undiscovered enough to where you can just really escape the tourist traps, or just really experience life in a more simplistic way.
That's great.
But I also like going to places I know other people would not want to go to, and that's okay. I'm not it's not for everybody. I was in Egypt a while back, and I loved being there, and I did not have the tourist experience. I did not stay in the ritzy 4 to 5 star hotels. I spent time with the families, and I got to really taste what life is like for the working class in Egypt and in Cairo. And I loved that, and yet it really it's rough. I mean, it would be for somebody who's grown up in the United States. I mean, some of that is not what we're all cut out for. Another particular moment in Cairo, which was again a wonderful trip. I got to experience so many great things over there. And one thing in particular, because I was with the people, as you can talk about, like getting to enjoy and experience the culture. I found myself because my guide, I was with a great family, and so they were serving as my guides, and I was hanging out with this guy, his son, and then we were on this lonely stretch of highway, and we pulled off the road to this little tent where probably 5 or 6 of their friends, I guess, were all sitting around under the tent on this hot, dry, arid road, and they're sitting there under this tent, and there's this, there's this rug, beautiful rug, sitting in the middle of the tent, which is sort of serving as the floor. And they're drinking tea, Egyptian tea, by the way, because they would be sure to tell you it's the best in the world, the Egyptian tea. And we had some kind of seed snack. I'm not even sure what that was, but so sitting just sort of snacking and enjoying Egyptian tea, talking around this rug in this tent with these guys. I had no idea what they were saying, and it sounded very, very intense. I guess actually, no pun intended there. But that was just a moment where I thought to myself, man, this is not the kind of thing that everybody gets to do. And it's pretty doggone cool. And the people were great and so kind to me. And it was during that trip, actually, to Egypt, that a lot of the formulating of the Edge of Adventure sort of happened, I think, in my heart and mind, because I wanted to be able to share that moment with people. And I intend to do so with the series.
That's so awesome. I have these moments where I'm out and about and I'm traveling, I'm doing whatever, and like I have these moments where I'm like, oh, this would be so amazing to share. I really want to show people this thing that's happening right now. And then like I go to get out my phone and it like won't turn on and it won't do what it's supposed to do. And I'm just like, you know what? It's not meant to be. I just need to enjoy this
Right.
moment. I need to sit and just let it happen. And that's kind of that juxtaposition that's like I'm on this kind of fence where it's technology is a big part of my life, but I'm also an older millennial, they call me. I don't know, whatever. But like I have these moments where I'm just like, you know what? The technology doesn't matter, Instagram doesn't matter. I need to be in this moment right here and just enjoy it.
Very much.
And yeah, and I mean that moments like that where you can't document them, but they really change your perspective. Those are the things that are just so important for us to be on the lookout for.
Agreed. Agreed. And yes, if you are in too much of a hurry to take a picture or a video or whatever, then you don't get to experience it yourself. You're just living through the through the phone, right? Or through your camera at the time. Yeah, I agree with you. You definitely need to enjoy the moment. And whether that's on a trip in some foreign country somewhere, or Christmas morning, you know, don't be so focused on capturing the moment that you don't enjoy it. So that, Zach, that's a very good word.
Absolutely. So, okay. I got to know, what are your plans? Like, what are you trying to do with Edge of the Adventure, or the Edge of Adventure, I apologize. And what's where are you going next?
So, what do I want to do with the Edge of Adventure? Here's the answer to that question. I'm working very hard to continue to grow the audience. I want to reach more people with the platform. And of course, you can find the Edge of Adventure on social media, YouTube, Vimeo. The easiest place to start is at theedgeofadventure.com. And again, that is theedgeofadventure.com. And I want to grow the platform. So if somebody wants to help me do that, here's how you do it. You go on your own social media account, you talk about it, you share something, maybe you follow my account, you share, you interact. Check it out, see if you like it, see if you dig it. If you don't worry about it. But if you understand, or you're feeling in your heart and your soul that you value these two things that I value, and they are this, they are adventure and purpose. And if your heart is craving adventure, and you know you were born for adventure, and not everybody's adventure is the same, that's not the point, but you know you were born to go out there on a great adventure, and you're not satisfied to just keep doing the same old thing, then you might enjoy the Edge of Adventure. And the other piece is purpose. You know, I don't want my life to just be purely an adventure to n with no means to an end, with no end, no objective. I want it to matter. I want to know that what I do with my life, and if I go on an adventure, if I go to some country and I'm there to see something, I don't want to just see it. I want to do something that matters and can help. And a part of what I can do is help tell the stories of those who are giving of their lives to help others. What I want to do next, I just want to grow the platform. I want to reach more people because I've got some pretty big plans. I'd like to see the series grow, and what that looks like, well, we'll find out soon. I'm working very hard to see the platform grow and grow beyond purely social media. And with everybody's help, and you know, thanks to your opportunity, the opportunity you've given me, Zach, I very appreciative of that because it does help. I mean, I believe in what I'm building, and it isn't about me. I'm just the guy that gets to do it,
Hey
and
man,
everybody's.
I believe in it too. I'm really excited about what you're doing. I love this concept of bridging cultures, bridging religions, bridging whatever, to really just bring people together. And it's such an important thing right now, when we have the opportunity to do it. And I admire what you're trying to do with Edge of the Adventure, and I will help in any way I can.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, it means a lot. I know you're genuine in that offer, and that's why it matters to me, is I know it's legit from you, and I feel the same way. I look forward to sharing more about Into the Dark Blue, more about your platform, and I'll of course be sharing this conversation on, and that'll it's just a wonderful way to introduce additional people to the other great things that are happening out there. But
Absolutely.
yeah, I'm a very, very blessed guy. I have the opportunity to work with great people and to travel and to hopefully tell very important stories.
That's great.
I can't imagine what else I would do. This, I love doing this. I'm very, very blessed to get to do it.
And that passion is what matters, man. So if you could choose any place to go next, what would it be?
Well, so, you know, you're boxing me back into that question of like, what's your favorite? I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like, I'm so non-committal on these things, but I would go anywhere. And I think if I have a regret, it is only knowing that I can't go everywhere, and there's not enough time left to get to go everywhere and meet all these great people. I'm gonna go to as many places as I can. I'm gonna meet as many of these great people who are giving of themselves to help others and to do good and make the planet and make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
You know, I already mentioned we're in conversations with some folks that are doing great work in Africa, and I do also get some people certainly recently have reached out and have invited me to come to their location and see the things that they're doing. So if it works out, we'll get to hit maybe in the next season of The Edge of Adventure. I'd like to hit about 7 or 10 of those different locations.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, if you're up for stowaways, I would love to maybe come see what you do sometime.
Bring it. Let's do it.
That sounds great, man. And I'd love to be a part of what you're doing if you're interested. And other than that, man, you are just an inspiration, and I'm really excited to see where it goes. So.
Well, thank you, Zach. Look, you're working very hard to have these kinds of conversations and to give people like me the opportunity to talk about our passion and our hope and our dreams. And that is a very, very valuable work, Zach. So I just want to thank you and encourage you. You've got some great conversations already in the library of podcasts. So anybody listening now, you need to go back and check out the previous episodes. But I know you're just getting started as well, Zach. You've got passion and vision, and what you're doing is very important. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the fact that you care about the guys out there. And you're right. Regardless of who we are and how we grew up and our different belief systems, we do need to stick together and help each other. And I think you're a part of that. So thank you for doing good as well.
Awesome. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And speaking of doing good, just again, reminder for you guys, it is Men's Health Month through all of November. So get out there and donate to Movember, donate to Men's Health. And one way you can take care of your own personal health is by getting yourself a pair of Sheath underwear. I don't know if you know Adam, but one of our sponsors is Sheath Underwear, and these guys are phenomenal. They have the patent on the dual pouch underwear, which separates the twig from the berries and gives everything its own space to breathe. And so it will change your life, man. And if you're interested, you can go to sheathunderwear.com and get 25% off with your first order with promo code Dark Blue.
Gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, man. Otherwise, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. Adam, toast yourself. Tell us where they can find you.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity, Zach. You're awesome, and God bless you. You can learn more about the Edge of Adventure simply by going to the website, theedgeofadventure.com. Again, that's theedgeofadventure.com. From there, you'll be able to find all the social different links to the different social media accounts. But honestly, if you, whatever your favorite social media account is, just go on there, look for The Edge of Adventure, and you will find it. And I look forward to connecting with people who've heard this podcast. Do me a favor, when you find me on social media or whatever, send me a message. Let me know you heard the podcast. And I do the best I can to reply to everybody. I'm sure that I miss a message every now and again, but I do the best I can to get back to everybody. So theedgeofadventure.com.
Yes. And as always, you can find us at intothedarkblue.com or on Instagram as into_the_dark_blue. You guys can always direct message us or send us an email if you need anything from us. If you need help finding a therapist, if you need someone to talk to and just vent to, you can contact us. Guys, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Zach.